children eat worms and bugs and all sorts of things when they crawl in around.
The Wire. Amnesty International is soon launching their Right for Rights campaign. The human rights advocacy group is calling on people from around the world to take part in the campaign aiming to free various people who are wrongly imprisoned. This includes writing letters, social media posts, and signing petitions. To learn more, I spoke to Sean Greaves, the executive director of Amnesty Aotearoa, about the campaign at home and around the globe.
Our Right for Rights is an annual opportunity for people across the world to be able to take simple but meaningful actions to help people who have been either persecuted or arrested for taking action for human rights.
What are Amnesty's main goals with this program?
Yeah, look, our key focus is trying to get people either freed if they're imprisoned, or helping to get their names cleared, or trying to change laws and regulations in countries to make sure human rights are enjoyed by all. That's the real purpose behind it, and we've got 10 people or 10 cases this year that we're really encouraging people to write letters or postcards, sign petitions, or perhaps share on social media so we can get the change that we're aiming for.
Do you have any particular guide for people who might be willing to get involved on what sort of things they can be writing?
Yeah, look, the best thing people can do is to go onto our website, which is amnesty.org.nz, and it's at the very top of that page. It can direct you to templates and guidelines to be able to write letters. And, you know, you could write a letter for someone like Shainiwaz Chowdhury, who is a person in Bangladesh who was essentially in prison for writing a Facebook post. His house had been destroyed, and he had put a Facebook post up about a coal-powered power plant that he felt had increased tidal surges, and he was arrested. There's an oppressive Digital Security Act in Bangladesh, so what we're trying to do there is to clear them of those charges simply for doing a Facebook post. And for your listeners, just imagine being thrown into prison because you've done an Instagram or a TikTok video. It's just an incredible state of affairs.
What particular events in the world are fueling the campaign this year?
Yeah, look, there's a range. So there's a couple of the cases we're talking about. Chow in Hong Kong is similar to Shainiwaz, which they were in prison both around social media posts. There is another person from Iran, Vahid, who was in prison for attending a protest, which was all about trying to get equal rights for people in Iran. So he's been imprisoned and has been in solitary confinement for a couple of years. So there's a range of different reasons people have been either arrested or persecuted. And I really want to get across to the listeners today that these actions, writing a letter, writing a postcard, helping on social media, these actions can make a real difference to see people free. We've seen it before and we'll see it again.
Do you have any examples of times where people have been freed through these campaigns?
Oh, look, absolutely. Like, I'm really pleased to be able to tell you about Jermaine Rukuki. He's from Burundi. He was an NGO worker that was sentenced to 32 years in prison because he was part of an NGO that was about the abolition of torture. So, as I said, sentenced to 32 years. He got in prison before he got to meet his youngest child, only weeks prior, so it's really quite heartbreaking. But I'm really pleased to be able to report back that after 400,000 actions were taken as part of Right for Rights, he was released in June last year, which is actually something really worth celebrating.
How have these events and the state of the world in 2022 affected the campaign for this year?
Yeah, look, one of the things I've noticed is people are really keen and willing to be able to do their bit. Sometimes it can feel like that the problem is too big, but if we all took that perspective, we wouldn't get anywhere. I can tell people now that these people can truly benefit from someone just writing a simple letter or a Facebook post or signing a petition. And we've seen it. As I said, we'll see it again if people get on board this year and help to write letters for some of these 10 cases that I've talked to you about today.
Is there any other way that people can support these people in prison other than writing a letter?
Oh, there's a few ways, really. It's Right for Rights, as it's in the name. Writing letters, postcards, petitions, social media posts. If people are more confident online, which I'm sure most of your listeners are, sometimes some of those online actions are absolutely the primo way of doing it. Otherwise, some people choose to donate towards Amnesty to help with this campaign to make a, continue to make more of a difference. And so if people have the means, we'd encourage them to donate to part of our end of year appeal, which is focused on Amnesty rights this year as well.
And how can people get involved with this campaign? What's the best way to do so, just to wrap things up?
Yeah, absolutely. Just please go along to our website, which is really simple. It's amnesty.org.nz. And we've tried to make it as straightforward as possible and simple for people, because I know people have limited time. So go to the website, top of the page, link to Right for Rights. And there's, as I said, really simple letter templates or social media posts. There's even a colouring picture that you can get, you know, brothers and sisters or any kids in your life, or an adult, if you like adult colouring. That can go to Chow in Hong Kong. She loves alpacas and cats. So just another way to help encourage her as she takes this, has her plight, and while she's imprisoned at the moment.
Sweet. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just to thank everyone so much for the support that they give to Right for Rights this year. And I can't labour enough. Every single action you take does make a difference. And really thank everyone for being part of it this year.
That was Sean Greaves from Amnesty Aotearoa chatting about the organisation's Right for Rights campaign.